Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 231 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go check us out at Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. And you want to make sure you get in our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Go find those things. And if you've not done so, even more importantly, we need you to leave a review for us on iTunes. That way other folks can find the show. So go do those things. It doesn't have to be actual words. You can just leave the 5 stars or 4 stars or 1 star. I really don't care. Just leave us a review. It helps people find the show. Awesome. That's a little bit of the housekeeping out of the way for episode 231. Joining me for 231 is one Logan Barnes.
Hey, everybody.
Everybody.
What's going on, guys?
This is kind of fun stuff.
This is very... I'm liking Ghosts and Goblins.
It does kind of sound like that. Yeah. Anyway, Ethan Macaroni.
Hi.
There you go.
Yeah. Energy.
Energy.
High octane episode, guys.
And yeah. One energy killing James Stratton.
Hey.
There it
is.
That's science for you. I tell you that right there.
Yep.
There's no formula for that. Just...
happens.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well,
what's up?
Logan, have we actually talked about science before on the podcast?
We have.
Sort of.
I thought we did. It was like a space episode.
We did a space episode. It was either the Interstellar episode or before the Interstellar episode. It was after.
I think maybe it was after.
Okay.
I don't really remember. Right. It's been...
I know Matt was with us.
Yeah.
They were kind of conjoined
a little bit.
We had
interesting topics.
We were going to talk at some point about some timey-wimey stuff, but we didn't do that.
Timey-wimey?
Doctor Who.
Back then, we discussed the discovery of Kepler 256b.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is like a science 2.0 episode, essentially. I mean,
science.
A lot going on. A lot going on in the science world
up here lately. The galaxy.
In the cosmos.
Seems like every day there's another little breaking story.
Yes, that proves that we're not alone or boring.
We can't be. We cannot be alone.
We're still alone and we're still bored.
Yeah,
I'm alone.
We're
always alone.
Because you're alone.
I'll go to Mars. Can't be any lonelier there.
It's starting to feel like we're having our own weird, you know, coast to coast AM. You know,
I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
I love that show.
With this music
behind us, like right now, it feels like...
It sort of sounds like the...
Blasting through the desert like a Sirocco.
Like a Sriracha? What?
Sriracha.
It's one of the guys opens...
A hot pepper.
A Sirocco.
That's me after I eat Sriracha, but that's okay.
Blasting through the desert after I eat a hot Sriracha.
Have you seen the video of the guy bathing in hot sauce?
No.
No, because...
He nearly dies.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he does. Would you like hot sauce?
Science.
Yeah, would you like hot sauce to randomly creep into your pores and other orifices?
The first thing he says is like, it's in my butt and it burns.
It's in my butt. And then he jumped into a bath of milk, I'm sure, right?
No, he just showered for like 2 hours.
Because that's how you get...
You neutralize it with milk.
They did like a cutaway and it was like several hours later and the dude is just red. Like totally red.
You would have to tape up my butt just to make sure.
It was 1,250 bottles of hot sauce.
What kind of hot sauce?
They did not say what kind, but he goes.
What color did it look like?
It was deep red.
Ooh. Oh, it was probably Tabasco then, something like that. Maybe some Texas Pete.
And he went fully under. Like he submerged his head.
Did he open his eyes? Tell me open his
eyes. No, he squeezed him, but then it was like you could tell it was burning him, so he just tried to wipe, and it was bad.
You don't wipe with sauce hands. You know what that kind of science experiment's called?
Stupidity.
Yeah, there it is. Welcome to Jackass. Yep.
Down.
We should have done some science.
That's evolution right there happening. Yeah,
taking care of itself. Idiocracy is coming true, folks. So... So recently, in the last Brondo,
it's got electrolytes.
It's what plants crave. In the past couple of days, there's been some really interesting science-y updates. For you science geek and pop culture folks out there. So one of these, and any time there's like a new exoplanet or a planet discovered, it's like the 10th anniversary of Pluto saying bye-bye to being a planet today.
Becoming a dwarf planet.
As of right now, it's the 10th anniversary of NASA being dumb and
yeah,
and saying Pluto is no longer a planet, it is a dwarf planet.
Well, and it doesn't even get the exoplanet designation. So it seems today that that some good old scientists there have found, well, a new exoplanet, which they're dubbing Proxima B. It's, let's see here. Proxima Centauri B.
The closest star, neighbor star.
Mm. Yeah.
Which and is that Alpha
Centauri. It's Proxima Centauri.
Oh. Yeah, Proxima Centauri.
It could have water. It could have life. It could have a lot of things on it.
But does it?
We don't know.
They
well, just you know, just send a probe over there real quick, man.
They have to do spectrography. It's like, what was it?
It takes forever to do this stuff.
It's just 4 light years.
I thought it was like
no, longer. It's like one or two.
I thought it was about four. I thought it was like 4 light years away.
Okay,
which I mean, not bad.
4.2 light years away.
4.2.
It's still a long ways away.
Yeah, that's still 4.2 years at the speed of light. So.
Right.
Yeah. To put that into perspective, that's 266,000 times the distance between the Earth and the Sun.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So that's a long way away, but in the grand scope of things, when you're thinking universe, that's really close.
That's super close.
Like, that's really close. And then, of course, I think Elon Musk and who are all the folks that are getting together? It's like Bill Gates, Elon Musk,
SpaceX people, and
Steve Jobs.
No.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Steve Jobs, robot brain.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking. You remember when Stephen Hawking came out and did the announcement and they talked about this like
nanotechnology?
Remember when
Stephen Hawking was on the podcast that one time?
Yeah. You remember when Stephen Hawking got like real drunk and made out with a bunch of strippers?
They
for science.
Yeah.
That happened.
Okay.
They one group was talking
about...
Your gum,
dude. Your gum.
Look, my no hands. Sorry.
Oh, they're still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Continue, science.
Sorry.
One group was talking about they were going to try and send the Russian probe that powers itself off lasers to try and get there. It gets like exponentially faster the longer it goes.
Yeah.
And it could get there within a generation.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
In a weird kind of way, like that's really super exciting because that is the beginnings of, you know,
extraterrestrial space travel, like outside actual, of our galaxy,
actual stuff. And I mean, I remember when I can't remember the probe that's going by that went past Pluto that's exploring the outer solar system.
Yeah,
that's like that the first probe we sent out.
Yeah,
wasn't that Voyager?
Voyager. I think it's Voyager. Maybe. Anyways, that one.
Voyager.
It's basically just the gold ball with little legs.
Yeah.
That's Sputnik, bruh.
When it sent back the pictures and like the really, really up close pictures, I remember getting super excited about that and could not believe my eyes. I was like, oh my God, I've lived long enough to see pictures of the surface of Pluto.
Pluto.
Yeah. Right, right.
It was really boring, but.
No, it wasn't to me. I was like, oh wow, that.
We got to see that stuff live.
It was rocky. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, but it's an actual place.
Like
I know. That's the thing that blows my mind.
Yeah,
when
it's
I
an
think
actual
about space.
Place.
It's like, this is photos of somewhere where I could theoretically stand given
it's
the
like,
proper
you know, every couple of weeks, I'll look at pictures from the Mars rover. I'm like, there we are.
Yeah.
I want to stand there on that rock. Nobody's ever stood on that rock before.
Yeah.
You'd be that guy.
Be that first person.
I want to
person.
Be that bro.
Yeah. You can go recruit or. Get recruited for that one-way mission. They're trying to get everybody.
And I love that they're actually talking about this now. You know, I mean,
like, this is going to be a thing that happens in our lifetime. People will go to Mars.
People will go to Mars frequently in our lifetime. Well, I do believe.
Like I was watching Space's Deepest Darkest Secrets. It's a Science Channel show, and they were talking about going to Mars. And there was one of the guys who was on like heading up. I guess it's like SpaceX or whatever.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Well, it's not him. Like, it's one of his guys that works for him. But he was like, you know, back in the day, you know, they were wanting Air Force pilots and stuff to man these missions. He's like, now for a trip like going to Mars, he's like, I look at an Air Force pilot or somebody like that, and I see they're active. They're running around all the time. He's like, not really a good candidate. He goes, I see the guy who's got like a stamp collection, likes to read books by himself. He's a good candidate.
Yeah.
Because it's confinement.
He won't go stir crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like there's a whole generation of lazy people that's going to get to go to Mars.
They want like doctors and scientists and stuff to go there. I mean, not necessarily the Air Force guys.
Right.
Yeah. you know, botanists, of course.
Yeah.
Gonna be
so we can grow those taters.
Actual yeah. Matt Damon.
But we're going to send Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon. And then we'll have to do a ridiculous mission to rescue him, obviously.
Yeah, we all know how that one turns out. Yeah. He comes back and teaches school.
But the prospect of Mars is very exciting. And now that they've basically confirmed liquid water.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But have they, like, I know that they can't send the rover, like, we're talking about liquid water on Mars, right?
They aren't,
right.
Yes. They,
you can't, like, there's a treaty or yeah, something that says you cannot send the robot over there.
Ethically not allowed to touch that water because it right. could potentially have life forms in it.
Yeah, right.
So there's no cross-contamination, which I would say, screw that noise, let's scoop up some of that soil and test it for proteins.
Yeah, bump that prime directive. I want to know what's going on in there. I really...
Well, I think that's okay as long as we don't touch it ourselves. I think if it's collected...
Well, the probe was like super sterilized and all this other garbage to avoid contamination.
Well, I mean, because you're right, because we don't know. I mean,
yeah,
we started out that way, you know, and although I think that a lot of the things that I've read, a lot of the things that I've read suggests that what we're looking at is the aftermath of Mars, not life before on Mars.
Oh, clearly, yeah. So, I mean, did you see the pictures like where they actually drilled in and then they started, you know, kind of showing the pictures? It is
eerily similar.
You're going to have to give me a very good explanation for what that is flowing out of those holes.
Soundstage.
Yeah.
It's all faked.
Somebody up there with a big old straw.
Yeah. We can't even fly airplanes. They're not real.
Really there. Yeah. Now we are coast to coast. Here we go.
How creepy would it be to like go scoop something up, have a whole butt ton of dirt fall down, and just be like, here's some ruins.
And up from the ground came a bubbling crud.
All that.
I mean,
is.
Mars go.
I'm so waiting for that like world changing, completely. What?
Do you
jet history clamp it on Mars?
History defining moment from Squidbillies. One of these missions that we're doing.
Do you think if that happened, they would tell us immediately? Or
depends on what it is. They
see NASA. They have to, don't they?
No,
they're allowed to hold that information for
24 hours. I didn't think NASA could hold anything from us.
Which is why all space travel should be publicly traded.
It's enough for them to say, censor that.
See, I'll be honest. When the Bin Laden raid happened, you know, there was a lot of speculation for a couple of hours before we knew anything.
That he was possibly an alien.
No, moron. I know you were like three when that happened, but when that was going on, I mean, the internet even was abuzz with it's either Bin Laden or aliens, one of the two. And Obama's in the White House, so it's probably not aliens.
Yeah.
It's probably Bin Laden. But I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you have to wonder, A, is this really a thing that's out there? And B, if it is, which more than, I mean, statistically more than likely it is.
Drake equation.
Yeah, I mean.
The what?
It's statistically impossible that we are alone in this universe.
The Drake equation is a theoretical science thing that says because the universe is theoretically infinite, there's no possible way we can be alone. But
just so you know, No Man's Sky was theoretically infinite too.
But
and those fools ran into each other on the first day.
By that same
alternate dimensions.
By that same token, there's an equal chance of there not being any more life out there as well.
At this point, it's all about, I think the math is so broad. That honestly,
yes.
I could have just butchered that. So
No,
that's essentially exactly what the theory is. But there are also plenty of other theories, mathematical equations that kind of show that there's a strong possibility that there's not.
Well, if you ask just the average everyday person, you know, some real, I think of them as trivial pieces of information a lot of folks should know. Like, for instance, the moon. Where did the moon come from? Oh, that people will give you the craziest answers. None of them will, like...
showed up one day.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. The vast majority of just the populace does not have any idea that that was a fractured off portion of Earth that eventually got farther and farther and farther, and farther and farther and farther, farther
like
away.
Like a part of a meteor... And Earth, like when the meteor smacked in, like
when Earth was a proto planet,
yes.
Like I was also looking at a thing, you know, because there was this whole
because
theory that Jupiter was a rogue planet at first, and was closer to the sun than it originally was because of how the density of it and the gases,
yes.
Mm-hmm. where it would take heat for all that to happen, but it's right now it's too far away.
Right now it
and
is.
And so they're saying like, oh, it could have happened when Jupiter was coming back.
Right.
Like was pushing away. I don't know. There's all
right,
kinds
because
of theories.
You could at one point in time in history reach your hand up and touch the moon. You know, I mean, the gravity was such that you could actually go beyond the moon and be on Earth. No, you actually could.
I mean, yeah, like for like maybe a split second because it was spinning off.
I mean,
off,
yeah.
But you, theoretically, nothing and no one was alive.
Yeah, actually would not be there. But if you could happen to
you could have touched the moon. Yes.
If you could time travel to the beginning, like to the formation of our solar system,
with
theoretically,
godlike
yes.
community.
You guys know that the aliens guy is going to be the cover photo, right? Yeah.
When you're the 20th level wizard.
When you're a what level wizard?
When you're a 20th level wizard and you can, you know, firewalk and do all kinds of stuff.
Firewalk with me.
Well, I mean, it's really cool because, you know, you talk about like the moon and all the really cool theories that people have about, you know, how it was formed. But essentially all of it is, well, it was once a part of Earth or something that came into the area.
And then we just picked it up.
Yeah.
The moon is space junk.
Physics occurred.
You're space junk.
The laws of nature occurred. Physics happened. Gravity, whatever. Anyhow, the Juno satellite probe that is currently on its way to a nice close orbit with Jupiter.
I thought it was already there.
It is essentially there in terms of...
It could send like the first high-res photos.
Yeah, but you got those pictures and you got to think that thing is still, you know...
Right.
A long way.
Did they say like they're... Like it's gonna do how like a year or something worth of laps around it, and then it's gonna just dive into the red dot.
No, I think what they're gonna do is they're gonna do a year. The orbital pattern that they came up with is essentially a pattern that it's essentially gonna paint the planet while it's orbiting in one direction. As it's coming around, it's constantly rotating like
gotcha.
This right here.
Right.
So it gets a full view.
So it's fully
a full 360 of.
Yeah, and I think it said they said by the time it gets all of the planet explored, then they definitely are going to crash it into the planet for sure, because you're never getting that thing back anyways. But
yeah, but I thought they were going to try to like aim it for the red dot and see what is the storm.
What is going on in that storm? And my feeling is they're going to get nowhere close to that that thing if it's as powerful as they
it'll get blown off
theorize. It'll just...
I don't know. They could bullseye it and like we could find out some crazy cool information.
There's aliens in there.
Did you...
aliens.
What's the...
aliens.
They found like a thing that had disrupted Saturn's rings a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was in Independence Day 2. It was the guy that was coming to hell, if you'll remember right.
Brent Spiner.
Yeah.
No, the other guy.
The voice of an angel.
Will Smith.
He does have the voice of an angel.
He's a beautiful voice. And gosh,
we saw,
has a beautiful
we
voice.
We saw his butt crack. Aliens.
But the pictures that they first took of Jupiter, you see, you know, clearly Jupiter. Yeah. But they also point out several of Jupiter's moons, and obviously the bigger ones and the most recognizable ones. And it really, like, that first picture was the first time that I was like, now you kind of get a sense of exactly how big Jupiter is. Because you think any one of those moons are either bigger than Earth or about Earth-sized.
You're still like, this is still an 800-hour drive to Jupiter.
Yeah.
And like it's already filling the camera.
It's, yes.
And I thought the picture, the image of the blue lightning or something, mm-hmm. what it looked like.
Oh, yeah. You can really see nice. They close enough to where they could see. I can't remember what the phenomenon is or the scientific term for it, but the poles. And you see the storm on the poles. And I mean, you finally kind of get an idea that
they're just
man,
like magnetic
there.
Storms, aren't they?
Yeah, we have them too. I mean, aurora borealis. Yeah, that's the word for it. Okay.
Like, are you trying to say auroras?
Yeah, those things. I couldn't think of the word for those a minute ago.
The pretty lights in the sky.
You know, God's light show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finger paints.
But no, Jupiter is a very pretty planet, and I hope we learn a lot more about it.
Gaseous planet, you know.
Kind of like Logan.
With a big diamond in the center. That's what I think.
Big diamond.
Did y'all see where
it all goes back to Oak Island, the Oak Island series on Astonishing Legends?
That's
so.
That, like, if you ever dig to the bottom of the money pit, it's a portal to Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Where you just instantly die from pressure and poison.
You get to know the secret first, and then you implode. Then you just implode.
You know, that the Curse of Oak Island should have been my guilty pleasure back on that episode.
That's a good one to be.
I actually watched two full seasons of that
show. I just started the show. Like the
I'm afraid I won't like the show because I like that series so much.
I've watched one episode and I really enjoyed the Astonishing Legends on
it.
And like the first episode I thought was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, because they're able to get more in depth into it.
That series got me.
Can I spoil it for
Please
you?
Please don't. I'm watching it.
Okay. I really want
They don't find anything.
Don't be rude.
It's Oak Island. I really want to.
Don't be rude.
Don't do it.
Not gonna do it.
Have you guys ever seen the photos from the Russian probe that went to Mercury?
Mercury. When did the Russians send
either
anything?
Mercury or Venus?
I thought they went to Venus.
Venus.
And like the people are like, we saw a scorpion on Venus. There's like one rock that like moves positions or whatever between photos, and people call alien on it.
Well, you know, in Destiny,
no.
Venus is apparently very habitable.
Yeah, it's teeming with
totally
life.
Totally robot planet.
There's cars.
I didn't think that there was anything going on in Destiny that involved life, so...
Yeah, not much living there right now.
They don't have the dink no more.
No, they don't. No Man's Sky should pick up the dink.
He got retconned.
Yeah.
Yep.
From my understanding, it actually did make the game better.
I don't know. I thought dink was pretty good.
I like Nolan North. Yeah. Acting.
I never played it when he came on there.
If you ever played a video game before, then you've enjoyed Nolan North's acting.
Yeah.
If you've played one, you put them all. So,
science!
So, life on other planets. Really, I know we talked about this before, I think. Do you think they'll tell us, honestly? Do you think that we'll know?
No. Well, I think they'll tell us if it's microscopic. Like
if it's bacteria.
Bacteria, and stuff like that.
I've thought that too.
But because, I mean, when you say life on another planet, the general populace goes,
Little green man.
Like people?
Sentient life.
Yeah. And that's not what we're technically looking for. We're looking for proteins. We're looking for bacteria. Yeah. Just, you know, something tiny.
Something out there, yeah.
Can you imagine how bad it would be to be the first guy sick with Martian bacteria?
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, you're done, man.
Yeah,
and speaking of that, there's a
It's the same.
There's this really interesting movie that's coming out, and it ended up being like a love story, but it's called The Space Between Us, and it's set in the near future.
With Dave Matthews.
No.
The Space Between.
No, it's the Butterfield kid.
He wakes
Ace of Butterfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ace of Butterfield, yeah.
But he apparently, like his mom was like a NASA astronaut or whatever, and he is born, he's the first child ever born on Mars.
Oh.
And he's never been home to Earth. He knows only Mars. And then he, for some reason, there's something that happens, and he gets into the emergency pod, and he comes home. Like, he goes to Earth. And so he doesn't have the immune system
for Earth.
And
they don't have the immune system of Mars.
Right. And it's this neat little, like, you know, what
if. Interesting.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's set in the near future where there's people, like, there's a family living on Mars, and they have a child, and he has no idea what happens on Earth.
Huh. Interesting.
There's a trailer out
for it.
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's going
to
end.
They wanted that fool to be Spider-Man.
The Space Between Us or something like that. It's going to end up being, like, just a generic romance or something, I'm sure.
But that's stupid.
But the sci-fi aspect of it made me go,
it sounds like a really cool concept that they're going to ruin. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. So, yeah, I agree with you, James. I think if it's like bacterial life,
they'll tell us. Hey, guys, we found a booger on Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
If they uncover like an alien artifact on Mars.
Oh, no, they won't tell us.
No, probably not.
If there was ever sentient life.
I mean, and
even like caveman, you know.
We're
like,
speaking right now as if they haven't already done it.
Right.
As well.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, I would say they probably haven't found anything yet because we've not left our galaxy.
I agree. I mean, we haven't done a lot of like digging and excavating either.
Has anybody ever dug on, you know,
I mean,
Mars?
If we got a big old cat backhoe up there on Mars,
man,
and started digging up, we might find
You got to take all them ethics and put them away
just
and just
start
go
digging.
In there. there and we're looking for something.
Yeah. We need to start fracking.
Yeah. Well,
I want we gotta to get the
frack
oil.
The frack out of Mars, y'all.
Well, I mean, it's a dead planet anyway. Who cares?
I think before we do that,
we could use a little global warming.
Before we do that, we have to like move to the moon for a bit first. I don't think
and we got to frack the moon, gentlemen.
I think we could simultaneously do Mars and the moon and use the moon as a halfway station.
Because they're so different, you know. I mean,
did you say use the moon as a halfway station?
Well, like a base.
Do you have any idea?
It's not. That's
do you know
what
how
I
many
meant.
Bad ideas start with moon bases? Yeah. But every one of them.
If you had a moon base, you could theoretically build ships that are meant to only.
If you had a moon base, you could theoretically
you could
create
build
a James Bond building.
A space dock.
You could build a space dock. You are right about that. Yeah. You could build ships in space. Big enough to where you don't have to worry about them launching off of Earth.
I tell you, you can build a light engine or something.
Yeah, okay, I have a light engine. Mm. I have 10 of them.
I tell you the thing that...
they're what run projectors.
The thing that I did take away from Independence Day Resurrection was that their use of the moon as like...
A war base?
Of like the shield. You know, almost like we're the fence, and you know
they had the global satellite shield.
Yeah,
you know, system.
I think that's sort of an interesting concept. I mean,
just a forward operating base. It would be.
That's probably wise.
We would make Mars our forward operating base.
Well, eventually we would. I mean,
we would have to.
Or what is it? Phobos.
Phobos. Yeah.
Phobos. Yeah. Yeah. Phobos. Make that. You know.
No, you don't want to be on those because, like, I think it's Phobos that's slowly crashing into Mars. Like,
oh, that'd
crash
be fun.
Into it in several thousand years. Its orbit's decaying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the moon, ours is, like, leaving.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to Jupiter.
Yeah. It's going back to go to your home, moon, you dumb moon.
Then it moved, like, its orbit.
Stood on your face.
Plus 1 centimeter.
Yeah, per rotation or per year. I don't know. Something like that.
It's little.
It's minuscule. It's very minuscule.
But it is technically leaving.
Yes.
Thank you, Buzz Aldrin.
The sun is also
going to
run out of fuel one day and then explode and destroy everything in the solar system.
Or it's going to shrink down. Yeah. You know, it's going to implode.
It's going to eat Earth first. Yeah.
It'll have to do Mercury first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, at least.
Come on.
In other words,
it could be doing it now, and we don't know.
Because we don't. Well, nobody ever talks about Mercury and Venus. They're like, yeah.
You know,
we want to look out farther.
You know, they're dead rocks, and then you turn around, and they're just full of alien warlords.
Yeah.
What have we been doing?
Not just alien warlords, but like fire alien warlords.
Yeah.
We are boned.
I mean, didn't like Superman put the bottle city of Kantor on the opposite side of the sun so we'd never see it?
I think so, yes.
Is that what happened? Like, he like made a planet, or there is a planet that
on
is
the opposite
in, that is
side
in perfect
of the sun.
Rotation with Earth, so we never see it?
It's Melancholia. Yeah.
It's an entire other solar system
but
that
one
we
crashed
never see.
In.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest movie.
You don't like Lars von Trier?
Like, that movie, the concept, just the movie was okay. It was a tolerable movie. It was interesting, but like it was just laughable, ridiculous at points.
It's a dark comedy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be laughable.
I didn't realize it was a dark comedy.
Yeah,
so it's
okay.
Fully intended as a dark
it.
Comedy.
It's a dark
I took
comedy.
That movie way wrong, but came out with the same results.
as long as I get like a real functioning lightsaber at some point, I'll be okay.
Got to have a superconductor first.
Yeah.
Room temp superconductor.
Okay. Well, make it happen.
Let's get on that.
Well, that's a physical property thing, not necessarily.
Well, if we, you know,
or crystals.
If we are ever able to actually
crystal
put a person into, you know,
cryosleep,
light years away. I don't even think cryosleep's going to work.
I don't think cryosleep will work out.
It's a great concept.
There are far too many things that can go wrong.
Well, it's like the unfreezing process. It just fills your whole body with water. And
I mean, imagine.
Yeah.
But my thing is, imagine this. Imagine.
That's why you use dry ice.
How long did it take the Juno probe to get to Jupiter? It was like 10 years.
Yeah.
At least.
10 years to get to Jupiter.
And it's. Slow plotting pace.
It's what, 6 months to get to Mars?
No,
it's longer than that. It's like
3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, is it 3 years?
Yeah, it's like 3 years.
Yeah, because that was the essential.
Oh yeah, you're right. 6 months.
Yeah, that was the essential problem with the Martian.
6 months was like the fastest theoretical engine they could think of. Yeah.
Oh, and theoretical,
And that has to be burning constantly, right?
Well, it's like the Martian's weird light engine where it like slowly builds up speed over time and gets faster the closer.
And you'd have to use other planets' trajectories and gravity flows to get you
there. There is no other planet between us and and Mars.
You'd have to watch the moon, but
no, there's not.
Wait, what?
It's an invisible planet.
It's melancholy.
You're one of those.
It's it's collab.
You're one of those.
You also have to remember that there is no opposing force in space either.
Right.
So if they're whatever speed that they're traveling at, if they can get around the moon, they're going to be traveling that same speed in the
until they get there.
Until
they
get there. I mean, but I think the full trip to Mars is like 3 to 4 years. But you think if it took 10 years to send a little tiny probe.
To Jupiter,
and you want to talk about sending humans into deep space
across empty
cryosleep is a non-issue here because by the time they got anywhere,
they would
that's
be dead.
Significant. The everybody Earth on Earth is dead. two, three, four generations have already come and gone, and it's like, who are those guys?
Oh. No, it's near light speed travel that we have to achieve.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. We're gonna have to
wormholes.
Yeah, wormholes and light speed travel.
Warp bubble.
That's
warp bubble.
Warp pipes.
Well, warp bubble is the theory of like you basically
you bend space around the ship.
Yeah, yes. You basically pull the carpet towards you instead of
traveling through the carpet. Yeah. Well, and I think that you know this is a lot akin to how we were before we discovered this continent. You know, like we know there's something out there. We accidentally found some things, and
we were looking for India.
Yeah, we didn't find it.
It's like we still honestly don't know where India is.
No. We send ships out every day.
Every day, can't find it.
Those poor explorers.
But I mean, like it's almost the same question of is there life out there? You know, do they know about us? Because it's a shot in the dark. You know, our shot in the dark would be taking the technology that we have available now and hoping to get out past our solar system.
We're not throwing away our shot.
No.
The thing that's the most frightening about being, your dude that has to go to Proxima B is like, we can do all these sensor scans. We can do everything we possibly can to determine, like, yes, it probably has life on it. But, like, if you're a dude and you wake up there and it's like, nope, it's dead, guys. So am I. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where, okay, we send a group of people to Mars, okay? And one-way trip, you all know this.
You're going to die on Mars, guys.
I'm telling you right now, I think it's awesome. I think that's great. I think they should totally do it.
And you're not going to do it.
I have zero faith that they're going to get there, be honest with you. I think
they'll get there, but I there's going to be critical failures, I would bet.
That is such a long way to go, and there are so many things that can go badly
wrong.
So should
we start like a betting pool of like, is it going to be cabin fever murder guy? Is it going to be like technical failure?
Little flange in something designed that controls the oxygen for the entire ship fails.
Apollo 13.
Yeah. And we just lose complete contact with them. And next thing we know, like 6 months after they're dead, we get a transmission from them.
Like, hey guys, we're dying.
That's about how long it's going to take, and then we never hear from them again.
Yeah, probably so.
And then it's just, you know, then they, oh gosh, what if they figured out a way to like redirect the ship to slingshot it back to Earth?
So they just crash a pile of dead bodies onto Earth?
That would definitely send a message.
Ugh.
Dead inside. They just write that on the outside of the ship.
But, you know, maybe somebody will unlock the key to, you know, space time and we can just go wherever we want.
I think that's a little dangerous.
I think so too. I mean, it's like asking the question. It's like when you sit down to think about dimensions, you know, what other dimensions are there? What do we actually not see going on around us? You know, it's the same question with space-time. It's like, you know, is that something we even really need to fool with? Because can our brains even really process
comprehend,
and handle that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of the more popular theories that is been thrown around, but it keeps gaining a lot of traction in the scientific circles, is the idea of subatomic quantum physics and quantum particles.
It's like the stuff that string is made of.
Yeah, so yeah, right. I mean, like, you know, when we were in school and in the fifth grade and you had your first real science class and you started...
Here's an atom.
Here's an atom.
Yep.
Here's some protons, neutrons, and electrons.
Yeah.
Smaller than that.
Even smaller than that, it just seems like it never stops.
They've talked about that on that Space's Deepest Darkest Secrets,
the space hole show.
Yeah, pretty much. They've talked and they've had people on there who study the theory of multiple dimensions. They're like, look, technically, yeah, you could be one, you know, of an infinite amount of multiverses.
Because the way time String works.
Theory. Yeah. I mean, it's like they've gone into all this stuff before on that show. I highly recommend it if you have the Science Channel.
Yeah.
It comes on Saturdays at like 8 o'clock at night.
I'll have to watch
it. It's a really good
show. I used to have
the
Science Channel. I miss that channel.
It's a really good show. Like
that is.
I DVR it because I'm never home whenever it's on, so I watch it every Monday morning. I get up and I watch it.
That channel was a lazy Sunday for me on a lot of Sundays.
Yeah, Sunday is how it's made day.
Yes. Oh, loved it.
Still one of the best things I've watched about space since Neil deGrasse Tyson's Cosmos.
Did they cancel that show?
No,
it was only a special one season. Yeah.
And they just decided not to pick it up to do a thing.
If you like that show, and this I was going to get into this as we went along.
Yeah, you can also watch the Carl Sagan, you know, Cosmos.
The original Cosmos.
Well, you can listen to Star Talk Radio. It's his podcast.
Okay. Oh,
and
that's cool.
Super great. It's not always
fantasy football.
Because this week's
space fantasy.
This week's episode was searching for space water, and last week's was the multiverse, which I think I've actually been saving up to listen to that. But the week before they had Bill Nye on and they talked about Zika and other viruses. So I highly recommend if you like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye. I highly recommend Star Talk Radio. It is really, really good. It's exactly what you think it is. Neil deGrasse Tyson sitting around talking with other theorists and intelligent people. So it's worth your listen for sure. And sometimes they do it live, and it seems like it's a really fun show. So I would like to go to one of those. But it's really, really cool. Like just to hear him talk about black holes like a normal dude, you know, it's just like,
Y'all, really? That's a thing.
My
that
brain
exists.
Is tiny.
A thing that exists is black holes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And they totally computer simulated one based off real physics for Interstellar. That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, like not. They are learning more and more about black holes. They just saw something come out of a black hole not long ago.
X-rays.
Yeah.
Was it X-rays?
Yeah, they were able to see X-rays coming out of the event horizon of a black hole.
That is scary.
Confirm that something comes through them. That's.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key.
They're trying to look at our bones.
That's the key.
You know what's at the end of a black hole? Another planet with crappy aliens on it.
I was going to say Uranus.
I thought it was the space behind the bookshelf.
Maybe it's our alternate reality where Al Gore won.
And he invented the internet.
He's sending the X-rays.
Like, in the string theory, because there are infinite universes and infinite, you know, verses.
I could be president.
We
could be
pretty much there are probably multiple verses where Al Gore was president.
I fully believe that I fully believe in the multiverse theory and that Logan is the exact same in
we've discussed that before. Yeah.
Logan is the constant, so that if anything ever goes wrong with Logan, it just sets a big rift off and it's bad.
Yeah. Just collapses the entire multiverse.
There are galaxies exploding out there.
He's going to Death Star the whole multiverse.
I am the X-rays coming through the black hole.
There's one Logan.
Shut it down.
There's one Logan that's a
Bob Dean
that's running through all of the
multiverses, like the one
killing,
yeah,
like
killing
the Logan. The Jet Li movie of the one where he has to go and he kills every time he kills one of himself, he gets stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days, we're going to be sitting in here and like a really buff, roided out.
It's
going to
bust through the wall.
It's going to come busting through the wall, and
like
start
the Kool-Aid Man
and all of us.
Oh yeah!
By that same token, everyone he kills makes me stronger as well.
Yeah, it's true. So he'll have to do battle when it's just him and the other one. They'll do this massive battle like Batman v Superman. Then they'll be
so it's the Highlander.
Pam, he's like, why did you say Pam?
Why'd you say that name?
So if he's out there killing, you should be getting stronger too.
Yeah.
He should be. So he's not killing. That. He's sitting around on his butt.
You guys don't know. I can totally smash some bricks with my face. That's
No. We can smash your face with the bricks.
I totally believe you could smash some bricks with your face. I don't think the bricks are going to break or anything, but you know, I think you can totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no science supporting that theory.
I'm pretty swole under this t-shirt. You just can't see it.
You pack it in really well. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
So do you guys believe in the multiverse theory? Obviously Logan does. We've talked about it before.
I have a hard time grasping
it's a brain thing.
I mean, yeah, it's just like my brain just really doesn't want to comprehend a multiverse
that you're not James.
Well, no,
he's James in the multiverse.
I don't know. Like, I just have a hard time believing that there's a way to even like get to the other
multiverse. Yeah,
to access it. Like, I'm one of those that I want to see it. I want to experience
it. But see, I think it's very similar to Doctor Who, where
I don't like Doctor Who.
Well, listen to this.
It's a stupid show.
No. And during David Tennant's run, you know, the big ultimate ending for David Tennant's Doctor is that he takes his clone to the other dimension to give to Rose because she's there. And then he goes back. And, you know, like, that's like, I think it's like that. I mean, I think that we're not ever going to be able to get there. I think it's all happening at the same time, just folded on top
of
each other.
It's like atoms. They never actually touch, you know?
Right.
We're really close.
The super densely packed. I don't think we'll... If we're able to observe a universe, it will be on a theoretical level. It'll be like, there's this thing we can't quite explain yet.
We can't see full detail, but we can detect that it's there. Yeah.
That kind of thing. It's like
I just want to shoot Logan through a black hole and see what happens.
I'll go.
He comes out as giant man.
Like, if there was one nearby enough that I could go to, I would gladly volunteer to be the guy that gets thrown through the black hole.
I wonder how much it would stretch.
You would not make it.
you would not make it.
He's just trying to level with you. Be matter of fact,
he's like, you're gonna die.
You do you realize, like, as soon as your feet went in,
you get spaghetti-fied.
You would see your feet past you an infinite number of times before your rest of your body actually even entered into the black hole. Right?
Yeah. That'd be neat.
That would
be worth it.
What would that look like on a GoPro? What would that look like on a GoPro? It would just make the GoPro.
All right, dudes, we're gonna jump into this black hole today. Ready on the GoPro. Surfboard.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
Fluke talking into black hole.
Brondo, it's what plants grow.
And black holes.
Yeah. That would happen. Ian, do you believe in the multiverse?
No. I don't know. I honestly don't have a belief towards it. I don't
disbelieve it, but I don't believe it.
I really don't. I mean, I think that it is impossible to know. It is fun to think about, but
I get
at least
a headache.
In our lifetime, it will not be a question that gets answered for us.
So. I agree with you on the impossible to know thing, because if it is a different dimension, it's going to have totally different laws than our own. So we wouldn't really have a way to detect it, you know?
Yeah. That's... Well, and you know, I you mentioned that. I actually watched a really cool documentary this past weekend that just showed up on Netflix. It's like called Einstein's Greatest Blunder, and it goes into kind of the way that he came up with the relativity theory. And I can't remember, there was another equation that he had that kind of worked into it, where it defined the speed of light and tried to explain kind of the universe and the vastness of it and everything. And he had to insert this one equation that remained a constant in order to get the equation to equal out. And he decided to take it out completely. Because he didn't like the way that it looked.
You can't do that.
No, I mean, he did. He took it out.
You can in theoretical math. You can put like 2 plus 2 equals chair, and that's theoretically
it's, right. Dude, you just blew my mind.
Completely theoretical math. And so he decided to take it out. But there's actually a group of people that, based on that equation, have come up with a possible theoretical equation that
it is 2 plus 2 equals sofa.
That at the beginning of the universe, at the point of Big Bang, that in order for something like that to happen, something had to occur that traveled faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, like what so Robin whether, Williams said.
Whether
yeah,
the,
God just went click.
Right, but whether the physics...
turned the dark off.
He turned the dark off.
But whether the physics existed...
You're welcome.
...in whatever existed prior to our universe existing and after the Big Bang, yeah. It's, you know, maybe there was a cap put on the speed of light, I guess. I don't Wait, know.
A cap. I thought you said a yeah. cat. I was no, like, what is a cat doing on the speed of light?
It's Schrodinger's light cat. It's a totally different...
No, false. It's laser cat.
Yeah, it's the toaster cat. Meme, I don't know.
Pop-Tart cat.
Pop-Tart cat, yeah. So anyhow...
in the theory, like, the universe expanded and then collapsed back in on itself and then it just rebirthed.
There's several...
Is that kind of what you're talking about? Like, it was the collapsing and
well,
then it...
No, he's just talking about a trigger event that a happened trigger faster event, than the speed of light.
And basically the...
And that could have been anything.
Well, basically, I think the documentary goes on the guy that was trying to figure out, you know... this equation, one of these questions as those theoretical physicists, you know, work their lives doing. And he came across this thrown away equation from Einstein and inserted it in his work and
boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah. And then he started exploring some of those ideas about what if there was no limitation on the speed of light? Well, then the equation works perfectly and completely. Right. You know, and I get it. It's theoretical, you know, physics. You want to solve your own equation, so you're going to try and add and take away things, and people are going to pick it apart and blah 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 and all that other stuff. But you know, it's fascinating that you know out there somewhere is a pretty good idea that at one point in time, or maybe even now, we just haven't figured it out yet. That
there's something that travels faster than the speed of light.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dark.
You turn it. Well, I mean, off.
Turn the dark off.
That could theoretically go hand in hand with the expanding, contracting universe thing because you could measure the speed of light over a given period of time and see if it slows down with the expansion of the universe, and if it increases with the contraction, then
okay. Well, so here's the other thing. Theoretically, the infinite is the universe is infinite.
Mm-hmm.
So, how far does infinite really go?
How far that energy lasts.
Like that, and that's what they were talking about, the multiverse. They were like, you know, it would expand out and there would be another universe like right next. Like, they showed it like a grid of circles that are expanding out. Yeah, they never really touch and they're going to collapse back in. But that would be the theory of the multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, if you could never get far enough, but if you could, you'd cross over into another dimension, another multiverse.
The problem with the infinite universe thing is that if you have an infinitely large universe and there are infinite number of universes, they have to theoretically be contained in an infinitely large space.
Or a marble on a cat's collar like in Men in Black.
Or No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
But
Quintillion.
The universe sucks.
It's all a lie, everybody. This world is a lie.
I only found like a frog outside, man. It wasn't even cool.
Crap game.
They wouldn't even let me name it. They're like, no, it has a name.
Yeah. It's frog.
So what do you
at least real life is multiplayer.
What can sometimes
unless, not for Logan.
Unless you're Logan. Ready Player One.
Yeah. Who likes the weenie?
Logan likes the weenie.
Look, I do occasional co-op, I don't join guilds. That's how this works.
Oh, excuse me.
Good Lord. So in our lifetime, what do you think will transpire? What do you think we'll discover? What do you think will be discovered in our lifetime? And I have a couple questions after that, but let's try to answer that question first. In the vastness of space and time, what do you think will be discovered in our lifetimes?
That's a hard question.
In our lifetimes?
Yes, in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And let's assume that assume that we all live to the median age of 75.
Are we?
Can I live a little bit longer than that?
I'm going to live longer than that.
Are we?
You're going to die at 75.
Oh, I'm dead at 52. But are we assuming that technology still grows at the exponential rate?
Yes.
But it has it though? Has it been growing exponentially?
Yes, it has.
It actually has.
That's actually part of Elon Musk and his brother's equation.
His robot theory. Yeah. Computer theory.
So
speaking of which, for the last 2 days, I have gotten behind the same Tesla every day.
It's Elon Musk screwing with you.
You better hope that thing will self-drive.
No, it's not. But the guy waved at me today because he recognized me.
That's funny.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, I want one. I rolled so my window down and couldn't hear it. It was awesome. They are beautiful. I want one.
I would never let one of those things self-drive for me ever.
No, but it's an S85. I don't think it self-drives.
No, that's not. Yeah, that's not.
Super good. But anyway, Logan.
As far as discoveries go, I think we will colonize Mars within our lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. That's
colonizing meaning
we'll have one or two missions.
Human feet will put boots on the surface.
We will probably see the one-way trip and two-way trip.
We'll try to do it like they did in The Martian, set it up to where we are sending just missions up there and then them coming back. Mm-mm. You don't think we're going to do that?
I don't know.
I believe
they've
NASA's
already said that the Suicide Squad is picked.
It's a one-way mission.
Oh my God! If you're on the Mars mission and you don't say to your commander, so this is like some kind of suicide squad. I'm going to be very angry with you.
And then there's going to be this one guy who thought he was the captain, but he's really like an ensign, and he's going to be really mad after it was over.
He's the patsy.
Yeah, he's going to be like, "Oh, I thought I was going to have a better part, and I got tricked into doing this.
I got tricked into going to Mars, guys."
Yeah.
He'll be the one that sabotages it.
Matt Damon are we going to get in space? Are we going to get like
Interstellar Matt
Damon? Hopefully not Interstellar Matt Damon.
Or evil, conniving, you know, backstabber.
I'm going with Tars every time. I'm taking him over.
His weird box robot legs.
Yeah.
I really wish they'd have done that TV show.
But as far as deep space stuff, we may be on the edge of figuring out light speed or near light speed travel, but
you think we're getting close to it?
I don't even think we're on the edge of it.
By the time we die, we might be breaching the baby steps of that.
It's got to happen. It's got to fail horribly a couple of times. I think with collaboratives, like everything that the folks at Google and Elon Musk are doing now, we're going to get there a little quicker than I think we will.
Well, I mean, we've already gone from combustion engines to the idea of the laser propulsion for that probe. I mean, that's a thing we've stepped up to. I mean, it's just theoretical, but it's hard theory rather than just, wouldn't it be cool to have a faster than light ship? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it's...
Well, it would be cool.
It would be.
That would make things much easier, certainly.
I wish I could be the guy at the science firm that's just like, you know what would be cool?
Yeah.
Hey guys, you know what would be cool?
Y'all know what y'all should do? Y'all should rip a hole in space-time right where we're standing to the place where you want to be. And then just walk through it.
If you build the ship in space and then strap a bunch of beers to it and then open them like you're shotgunning them, it'll give you enough propulsion to get out where you need to go.
Anyways,
Billy Bob, NASA engineer.
I don't believe.
Just the idea guy.
I don't believe we'll see any light speed travel. We may see what Bill Gates and all them are working on.
The embryonic theory of it.
But I don't think that we'll be anywhere close to actually.
We ain't gonna be Star Trekking around.
I believe in the theories that state that it is absolutely impossible for anything other than light to travel at light.
Well, that's near speed of light.
Yeah, or it really anything near speed. I believe that one of the things I believe we'll see in our lifetime, which I believe will change
iPhone 8
science forever, is
iPhone 9.35.
I believe we'll see the Martians' prediction of space travel, private companies.
Yeah, I agree.
And I believe that it
SpaceX has tried.
They're succeeding very well.
Yeah, they're definitely getting there.
It is a booming success for Elon Musk. Even with the few failures that they've had, the few crashes that they've had, it's minuscule. No loss of cargo ever.
No loss of life.
This is the future. Now, once that happens, I totally see the world changing, to be honest with you. I think at that point, private dollars start getting invested into, research and space travel.
Soon as somebody figures out how to make money off Mars, kicks off,
Probably so. Well, I mean, and let's be honest, really, private funding is the only way it's going to go anywhere, because we're not, like, our government today is not putting resources into that like they should be. Why? Because we're still fighting a war in a place that we shouldn't be. You know, I mean, we've put trillions of dollars and resources into other things instead of exploration and development. And so it's going to take folks like Elon Musk and SpaceX and some of these other corporations, whether you like them or not, to do that work for us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, on behalf of the citizens of Earth. I mean, it's what they're doing.
I mean, the one thing that I want to see more than anything in my lifetime is I want to see this laser light speed travel that they have got. I want to see it. I want to see the first time. I want to see something get sent somewhere, and I want to see what they can do with it.
Out of our solar system.
I want to see what comes back. Just want to see it. I don't care if it's the last thing that I see before I die.
I wrote a really terrible novel about first light speed trips.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it terrible?
It was my National Novel Writing Month novel from last year.
Are you pitching it right now?
No, I'm just saying.
Where can I find it?
My pocket.
You can email it to you. I've got it.
Yeah. Should put it on Jugheads.
I didn't read it because I can't read.
That's a great idea. You should put it on Jugheads Incorporated.
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I will not read it, but do it.
I know you won't.
Do it.
No, but we have Jugheads who will.
Yeah.
So put it on there.
I'll totally read it. I'm just messing with you.
It's not that long. It's only like 200 pages.
What?
I can't read that.
James is like, that table of contents, done.
Yeah.
Give me the back cover synopsis.
How bad is it?
It's not terrible. I mean, it's written in 30 days, so it's, you know.
Like, am I going to have to strain to get through 200 pages of it?
No. A friend of mine, Cody Williams, did a really nice cover art for me, so.
Logan ripped off this old sci-fi movie called Ghost Ship. No, I'm just playing.
No.
It's
there's like a space pirate.
It's not space pirates.
It's basically the plot of Jason X.
Nice.
Except Jason X is Jason Momoa, who's been frozen in the ship.
And he comes back.
Thomas.
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 God, guys, if that happens.
It'll be genius.
It'll be genius. That will be the greatest troll and development in history right there. But I don't know, James, what do you think? What do you think in the next 100, like in our lifetime?
The next 100 years? I'm not planning on being around that long.
I hope I get 100 years.
Yeah. No. 100 from right now would be grand.
I will be so happy.
30. That would be awesome.
You don't look a day over 95.
You're still ugly, my good sir. Mm. That's what it would. Anyway.
Well, I'm saying we get 16K television.
See? Oh, man.
Here he goes.
There he goes.
Let me pop in my bionic eye.
Logan, Logan, it doesn't matter. Your robots will be watching TV for you at that point.
Yeah.
No.
While you're plugged into the Matrix.
I don't know what we're gonna do. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, some light speed, but I
would you like
to
travel to another planet?
Sure, why not? Zegama Beach. Starship Troopers, anybody?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Tim Allen.
Who?
Gracious.
Tim Allen.
What?
He's not in Starship Troopers.
He's not dead.
And
either.
You're thinking of Galaxy Quest
and Alan Rickman.
But some of those things were true. Some of those things should have happened, but didn't.
No, Starship Troopers is Casper Van Dien.
Yeah. Good old Casper Van Dien.
And his dad is.
You know, they're actually they're doing a two. They're remaking
them. I was going to say they've done three.
Yeah.
And an animated feature. It's like, and they're rebooting.
Yeah, they're rebooting.
Oh, God. Gosh.
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, the first and the third
one
were really good.
I'm just going to do that right there. That'll make me feel better about it. No,
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but we, like Logan and Ian both said, we might get close. We might see the beginning of it, but I don't think we'll see light speed.
I think it just depends on what.
I do want to put Logan in a black hole. I think if we can get a hold of the right people.
Yeah, send me through a black hole. Send Logan through the hole.
Hashtag Logan's black hole.
Put Logan in a hole.
It puts the motion in the basket.
Nobody puts Logan in a black hole. Except us. We're going to fire you into a black hole.
Let's get a hold of Elon Musk.
He's going to
strap him to a rocket and send him through.
Hey, we got this moron that wants to go into a black hole.
Can you make it happen?
And then he's going to come out as Matthew McConaughey. And he was Matthew McConaughey the whole time. Wouldn't that be great?
Matthew McConaughey, guys.
Hey,
you
guys.
You just can't perceive me because of dimensional
just
going
to drive your truck to the moon.
Right up straight there to the moon.
Straight to the moon.
Right, all right, hey,
Tars. I don't know. I think that it just depends on what private citizens and companies are able to do. I really do. I mean, if we saw like NATO or the UN say, you know what, we need to invest in this, it would be different, but we never will. I don't think so. I don't think we will in our lifetime.
What do we spend on yearly on defense?
Millions of dollars a day.
Billions.
Billions.
Total. Yeah.
Billions.
Yeah.
It's like $60 billion or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So if
wouldn't it be great if space and science got $30 billion, just half?
Yeah.
Just half.
What could we do with $15 billion? I mean,
a quarter of that. Jeez.
How many of these peons could we fire into the sun then?
All of them.
I wouldn't go to the sun because I know I'm guaranteed dead if I go to the sun. At least I'll have a good time if I get launched into a black hole.
You think? It'd just be you on the other side of that bookcase. Maybe it'll turn you into like a Funko Pop. Maybe that's what Funko Pops are. All
that's why
kinds
they keep falling down back there.
Theoretically, according to the string theory. Going,
don't let me leave, Murph!
No. Hey, Murph!
Theoretically, in the string theory, the universe where we're all, you know...
Funko Pops exist.
Yeah, that exists.
There could be Jug Funko Pops
because
in a different dimension.
You just thought of it.
We are Funko Pops.
String theory says infinite universes, infinite number of possibilities.
I'm still just Logan.
Yeah, Logan is the constant. That's great. And sad.
God help us.
Yeah, for real. I don't know. Alrighty. We want to hear from you over at the old Jugheads Incorporated and JustUsGeeks.com. What do you think? What do you think about light speed travel? What do you think about space and time and all kinds of science and goodness?
I want to go there. Do you want to send me through a black hole?
Yes. Do you want to fire Logan into a black
hole? Let's raise some money.
Go fund me.
I did not think that's what you said there for a second. It registered.
Go, Mom Jeans.
No, it's okay. But let us know, and we'll continue the conversation. Logan's going to put up
his book
over.
You can't make that decision for me.
James, give me the book, and I'll put
all
it
right,
up.
I will. Okay.
See, boom. You can do it, or we can do it. And you know that the Jugheads will make it so one way or another. So just help a Jughead out, Logan.
At least give me time to put the properly formatted.
Oh yeah, yeah,
up.
Oh yeah. I'm not
sending out the raw MS Word file.
MS Word. That's old school. What's your jam of the week? Logan is in a black hole.
I got today my GTX 1070.
Oh yeah.
It was so big I had to remove my CD drive to put it in my computer.
That's what she said.
So my computer no longer has a CD drive.
You don't need it.
I don't. No, not with all digital.
It's going.
It is fully a third bigger than my current card was. So,
did it sound like your PC was going to take off when you booted up?
No, it didn't. It's very quiet. Incredibly quiet.
That's scary.
It also has like LED stripes along the side, so like it glows whatever color I want to set it to in the options.
Sounds like a lot of whistles and.
Yeah, but it's
bells there.
Crazy powerful. It's like four times more powerful than the card I had in my system.
Did you set the old card on fire?
No. No, I still have it.
Should double fist it with the cards. Double fist those cards.
I could technically SLI them together, but it would be pointless because the big card's so powerful.
That's a whole lot of nerdiness right there. Fun.
Yep.
Ian, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is
No Man's Sky.
No Man's
That would be
Sky.
Amazing.
He loves
no,
it again.
It's no, I hate
this
it.
This is
it's,
a show that does it.
I quit that stupid thing. Anyways, I thought
you're gonna beat it because of spite.
No, I couldn't even bring myself to do that.
He couldn't hate it enough.
Yeah, couldn't even hate it enough. I hate that game so much I couldn't care to hate it
that much.
What
I'm going to love is when they fix it and, like James said earlier, release it as a freebie on PlayStation Network. Yeah, I'm going to love playing
then
it.
Then we'll enjoy it.
Anyways.
I'll play it with my VR.
I went ahead and found another game to play, and it's called RimWorld.
Is it out now?
What?
Rim Job or whatever.
No, it's called Rimworld. It's a... let's see. It is made by Ludion Studios.
Ian, that sounds like a Halo knockoff.
No, it's... it was... it was released on November 4th, 2013 as an alpha. And it hit early access on Steam July 15th.
What do you do? What is
so
the
it's
premise?
Out. You can play it.
So it's a construction management simulation video game.
Wait, what?
So the game objective...
Are you playing Thomas the Tank Engine?
It's Bob the Builder.
That's what it is.
Quit reading Wikipedia.
No, that's the only way I'll explain it. It's the main objective of the game is to expand a colony made by the survivors of a spaceship crash.
On Oak Island.
Yeah. So essentially, it's top-down view. It's two-dimensional top-down view. But the best part about it is the story of the game is randomly generated by three different possible AIs that you can pick from. So all the characters that you could get in the story are, they have random traits, all right? So, but usually whatever trait they have, there's a trade-off for it. Like, you might have somebody that's a sociopath or a psychopath or whatever, the one that can't feel empathy. Well, whatever that is, So if they see somebody die or blood or whatever, they don't get freaked out. Their mood is not affected.
Blood!
But it also means they could just kill somebody for no reason. So things like that where it's like a trade-off. And essentially you're just managing them and trying to build a colony to survive. And it's really relaxing and fun, but it's also really cool the way that it just randomly tells the story, because each one of the characters has a backstory that you can read up on, and two of your colonists can fall in love, and like if one of them dies, the other one might completely go psychotic on everybody else in the colony because they're just grief-stricken over...
He named a guy after me.
I did name a guy after Logan, and Logan went crazy. Not even joking. This is so
running
true.
Around naked, like in real life?
No, in the game. In the game. He lost his mind and would have these psychotic wandering episodes where he would strip all of his clothes off and just go wandering in the wilderness, and I couldn't do anything with him.
In space.
Well, on this,
where no one can hear you scream.
Planet. Sounds like a typical Barnes weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Weekend at Logan's.
Oh, and I named...
and then somebody threw up in his garbage can.
I named him... I named a character after all of us and started a thing. And then, like, I recruited two females, so I named them Rebecca and Emily. Emily ends up killing Logan.
Yes!
I knew it would happen one day.
Yes!
That actually happened. Like, Logan, like, just would go on his wander thing, but, of course, Emily contracted malaria.
And died of dysentery.
So right before she died from malaria, she had a psychotic break and started going on a shooting spree. It just so happened that the first person she saw was Logan, killed Logan, and then she later died of malaria. Sorry, I couldn't do it. I tried.
How am I doing?
We're all dead in that one. I've restarted. I've restarted multiple times.
And that, folks, is how the multiverse works.
Yeah.
So it just goes, restart.
We are all dead, and I got tired of trying to like name every one of the playthroughs, like because
it was that bad.
Yeah, because I'm still trying to learn the game, but it's really fun. It's called RimWorld. I have a great time.
James, what is your jam?
The Curse of Oak Island. I started watching the TV show, and don't ruin it for me. Don't. I know that they don't find anything, but don't ruin it for me. I'm enjoying it.
He likes it.
Shut up.
Don't do it.
Shut up.
Don't ruin it.
Thank you for the drinks, but shut up.
So is it good? Is it as good as...
I'm enjoying it.
Is it as good as...
It's more... Like, they're focused on, like, one thing.
Yeah.
And so it's more concise and, you know, like, it's straightforward. Yeah. They're not jumping from theory to theory like on Astonishing Legends was. But, I enjoyed the four-part series on Astonishing Legends.
Man,
that's why I'm watching the show.
Yeah. Cool. Interesting. My jam of the week this week, I got two jams. Jam number one, I misremembered a date for Louisiana Comic Con in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Lafayette!
In a couple weeks. I thought it was October, but it's really the beginning of October. So October 8th and 9th in Lafayette, Louisiana. Come hang out with us and Ernie Hudson and Jeremy Bullock and fun stuff.
Logan
will be there. It's going to be good. So I'm looking forward to that and drinking daiquiris.
Sweet, sweet daiquiris.
Sweet drive-through daiquiris. Mm, goodness. Jam number two of the week. It's really like a half jam, like two half jams. I decided to give Spotify the boot because Apple Music has just finally taken over for me.
They're really good.
Yeah, they really are, man. And one of the deciding factors to do that was A, the Stranger Things volumes 1 and 2, which you can now.
Very good.
Very, very good. They also have a much broader Broadway section. And yep. So Spamalot is my jam of the week this week.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
I've seen it live. Man. I love the recording.
Tim freaking Curry is just. God, I love Tim Curry. That's what's really just stuck with me about Spamalot is, man, do I love Tim Curry. So, Apple Music.
If you're
doing Spotify, do Apple Music. It's just better. They fixed a lot of bugs. Alone. It's a lot better. So.
All by myself, I'm all alone.
I don't know. Space
balls.
That's how we ended it. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, wow.
No, not really.
Yeah, like you should totally just cut it right there.
Nope. All right. Next week, the big week. 100 episodes of Logan and James.
Yeah.
There you go. Looking forward to it.
We're cool dudes.
Join us next week for episode 232. Talk a little bit about the last 100 episodes of the podcast. And
my God, we're going to have a flashback episode.
It's going to be fun. So come hang out with us then.
We'll talk about how I got the nickname Shrek.
We haven't called you Shrek in a while. That hasn't happened.
I actually said something to him today.
He did. He was like, in all seriousness, not a joke, I like the Shrek musical. And I was like...
I was like, this is not a dig at you in any way whatsoever, but you should listen to this. Not because you are Shrek, but because it's a thing you should
listen
to.
What would James' Halloween costume be? No.
It's a play, Donkey. James. It's totally an elaborate play. He's just trying to get a sick burn on you down the road. He wants you memorizing all the words to the Shrek musical so he can get you singing it.
Yep.
And yep.
That's it.
Listen here,
I've never heard it. I've heard good things about it, but I've never heard it.
Listen to it. All right. Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. Find our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated, and leave us a review on iTunes. Let's say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Weenie, the weenie.